Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. As I said, one of the most important duty of a mu'min, of a Muslim, especially those who have strong faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His guidance, those who have faith in Quranic guidance. And Quran straightforward says, your religion is not going to be accepted unless you have imam in your life. Imamat has been discussed, has been mentioned by Rasulullah in the day of Ghadir. And after the when Imam Ali was appointed as the successor of Prophet Muhammad, then Ayah came to Prophet Muhammad. Jibreel brought a new message to Rasulullah, said, Ya Rasulullah, congratulations, and now this Islam is going to be accepted from your nation. Means what you announced in the day of Ghadir as Imam Ali, as a leader of the nation, those who accept Tawheed, Allah, and Wajibat, and Nubuwa, and all the religion, religious things, till the Imamat of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Well, it says, Ma'rifat of Imam, knowing Imam, is one of the strongest and most essential duty of a Muslim, as a mu'min. There's a beautiful hadith from Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam an Salma ibn Ata an Abi Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam qala kharaj al Husayn ibn Ali ala ashabihi fa qala ayyuha an-nas inna Allah azza wa jal dhikruhu ma khalaq al ibad illa liya'rafuhu. Allah has not, Imam Sadiq narrated this hadith from Imam Husayn, that Imam Husayn once came to the people and said, O people, God Almighty, God has not created you unless you know Him. Grab the ma'rifat, learn the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know Him thoroughly, deeply. فَإِذَا عَرَفُهُ عَبَدُهُ. When you know Him, then you are going to worship Him. If you're doing worship without knowing Him, you are doing nothing. So first know Him and then do His worship. فَإِذَا عَبَدُهُ اسْتَغْنَوْا بِعِبَادَتِهِ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ مِنْ سِوَهُ. If you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you do true worship, then you can become needless of doing worship of others. You just follow the track of Allah, you just follow the path of Allah, you just follow the values of Allah. When you know Allah, when you know God, when you know truly as you're supposed to know, then you can protect yourself from going behind others. Otherwise, you will run behind others, and this is not good. And then Imam said, فَقَالَ لَهُ رَجُلٌ. No, the person asked from Imam, فَقَالَ لَهُ رَجُلٌ يَبْنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي فَمَا مَعْرِفَةُ اللَّهِ. That person asked from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, and asking, my parents ransom on you, O son of Rasulullah, what is the ma'rifat of Allah? How we know truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imam replied to them, قَالَ مَعْرِفَةُ أَهْلِ كُلِّ زَمَانٍ إِمَامَهُمْ أَلَّذِي يَجِبُ عَلَيْهِمْ تَعَاتَهُ. Ma'rifat means knowing truly. Truly knowing of the Imam of your time. So in our time, Sahib al-Asr wa Zaman is our Imam. We should know him thoroughly. We have to know him truly with his values and his likes and dislikes, what he wants from us, what kind of relationship we can have together, what types of messages he has for us, what type of surrender he wants from us. And then Imam said, Alladhi yajibu alayhim ta'atahu. This ta'at and this following of Imam is wajib upon us, it's wajib upon all those who call themselves Shia, means or truly Muslim, or true Sunnis, or Shia, means those who want to claim that they're Shia. They had this type of ita'ah, this type of following, this type of ma'rifat or knowing of Imam is wajib upon us. Inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq to know Imam truly. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد